And now
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I can understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Catch Damon and Friends Friday at the time during a family reunion. Sunday, he's in Louisville at the Clifton Center with Sean Larkins and Brooklyn Mike. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a man who may have discovered the reverse monkey.
Reverse monkey, whoa.
Really?
Seriously, Damon?
Y'all got me with that one. Seriously, Tom. As serious as DMX at a fertility clinic. For what, dude? 15 babies. Kill yourself. All right.
That's Pastor DMX.
Yeah, he didn't pass her. Anyway.
Thank you.
I'm rolling. There you go. Hey. Talk about hot sauce. All right. Check this out, man. I don't know how to pronounce this city, but I'm guessing it's Umatilla, Florida. Is that right, Sybil? You ever heard of that place?
I have not. Tom, you're a Florida guy. Umatilla?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Close
well,
enough.
Yeah, there you go. It's Umatilla, Florida. It's a 27-year-old woman. Her name is Lisa Marie Smith. She's in jail facing assault charges. Now, she's facing these charges because her fiancé called the police on her. Lisa assaulted him. According to him, they were lying in the bed. Lisa requested sex. He told her no, rejected her offer. She continued to pressure him, so he told her, look, I'm tired, I got to work in the morning, I'm not in the mood, needed some sleep. So she got mad, kicked him out the bed. Then when he got out the bed, he decided to sleep on the floor. But she also joined him on the floor and began asking for more, you know, trying to get him to do it. So he fell asleep, which he should not have done, because Lisa is now furious, frustrated, and horny. So she grabbed a lamp and whacked him upside the head with it. Seriously. So when the cops arrived, she said she don't know what happened to him. She was asleep. She don't know what happened. But the police didn't believe it because he had a big laceration on the side of his face, a laceration. So as said at the top of the story, yeah, she must have that reverse monkey. Anytime you turn down sex after repeat, the next time he'll know, okay. Just hit it and doze off like the rest of us do. Seriously. Go on, hit that, take your nap, man.
Monkey ain't good monkey, that's for damn sure.
It ain't. If you don't want it, it ain't good monkey.
It ain't good monkey, man.
That's something like chimp. I don't know. Monkey is a whole nother category. She had that chimpanzee. All
right. And you seriously. Can't tell bad monkey is bad monkey.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
Did they get mad?
No, that's the last thing you want, Jay, is some monkey to get funky on you. I tell you what.
Bad monkey ain't nice at all.
An angry monkey is the worst.
Oh, go ahead, D. Go ahead, man.
All right, I'm sorry, Jay.
And what
sorry,
about Sybil. The stupid ape trying to give it to you?
Okay,
what
yeah, about that too. Okay. That too. So right. You sneak that in there. But we're
you got that in there.
Bad monkey.
All right. That funky monkey. Okay. Anyway, nothing puts a damper on a cookout like rain. All right, check this out. These are just stupid people. They ain't even criminals. A group of people in the UK were camping and barbecuing, having a good time when the rain starts. So, you know, not to be discouraged, they retreated to a tent, kept the party going. But they also kept the grill going. But unlike most people with good sense, instead of hanging in the tent and going out and checking on the grill, they brought the grill inside the tent. So instantly, two people became ill. So they called the ambulance. By the time the ambulance came, five people were suffering the effects of carbon monoxide poison. Now, how stupid can you be to know that you cannot bring a grill in the indoor area? Seriously.
He's pretty stupid.
So they all get sick and all get carted off to the hospital. As serious as a big girl with small breasts. Report to you live. What's the whole point? They should come with, those come with big girls. But anyway. Report to you live from Chicago. See you at the family reunion. It's that time.